Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Brother Victor. Brother Victor, I hear God says that there's going to be many opportunities. God says that you've been seeking him and you've been asking questions. And God says that he's going to give you the answers, but God says to you to make sure that you write them down. God says that there's so much power on the inside of you. You have so many questions, and you are a man of much wisdom. I'm hearing God say that you're going to be studying more. God says that he's calling you forth. He's calling you from the background to the forefront. And God says that the light is shining upon you, and that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, Brother Victor. The word of the Lord saying something about your job.
I'm not quite sure where you work or what type of work you do, but God says don't fret about the people around you that may be frustrating you or causing to be disturbing. God says he sees and he knows all things. So you be confident to know that God is going to make a change, and that change is going to be powerful and positive, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Brother Victor. I just hear God saying this is the season that he is removing all obstacles, and he's causing you to rise up and to go forth and take off any restraints and reservations. God says you're going to go forth, you're going to forgive yourself, and you're going to rise up and go forward. You're rising up, you're rising up, you're rising up, and that's the word of the Lord.
And Brother Victor, God calls you a man of valor, a man of war. God says that I've given you the name Victor for a reason, even in this season. God says even as you come before me and as you delight in my work, God says you shall see open doors, you shall see major events, you shall see major changes, major shifting. God says I even visit you in your nighttime, in your dream state, God. God says even write your dreams down and always keep a pen beside you, because there's much visitation. There's even angels that you are unaware of, God says. God just calls you a man of spirit. For you shall even walk in the spirit. I should take you deep into my mystery, deep into my words. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Victor. I hear the word of the Lord saying this is the season of new expressions. And I do hear Father God saying save in the area of real estate and law. Father God says something concerning real estate is highly favored to you for you in this season. And I just hear Father God saying the key word is balance in this season. Balance things out. Don't allow yourself to become overwhelmed in this season. Don't burn the candle at both ends. Father God says just pace yourself. And know that this is a season of swift action and swift results. And that is the word of the Lord.